Welcome to today's deep dive. Imagine you hire two architects who have like never met, don't even speak the same language, and they both hand you the exact same blueprint for your new house. I mean, you'd probably think it was a prank.
Yeah, or corporate espionage. It's incredibly hard to believe they'd arrive at the exact same design in total isolation.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because when we look at human history, we see this scenario playing out on a massive global scale. Today, we are pulling from a comprehensive report called The Architectures of Convergence. And our mission here is to figure out, did ancient isolated civilizations somehow share a lost unified heritage? Or do human brains and our physical environment simply force us to invent the exact same things over and over again?
Right. And to understand this, we really have to start with the sheer physical pragmatism of survival. I mean, our ancestors were dealing with identical environmental constraints. Take pyramids, which, pop up independently in Egypt, China, and Mesoamerica. If you want to build a massive, tall structure out of stone, without modern steel framing, well, gravity basically dictates you need a very wide base.
It's basically biological convergent evolution, but for engineering. You know how nature keeps independently evolving the crab? Human engineering just like keeps independently inventing the pyramid. And you see the exact same environmental logic with terraced farming in both the Andes and the Philippines. It emerged as the ultimate climate smart erosion control.
Yeah, and that pragmatism even extends to medicine. The report actually highlights cranial trepanation, drilling holes in the skull. Ancient Peruvians achieved a staggering 91% survival rate for head trauma.
Wait, really? 91%?
Yeah. For context, in 18th century European hospitals, the survival rate for a similar procedure was, well, near zero.
Wait, how did ancient people survive skull surgery better than 18th century doctors?
Well, hygiene. Unlike 18th century surgeons operating in, disease-ridden hospitals with unwashed hands, ancient Peruvians likely used freshly napped, sterile obsidian blades right out in the open air. But what's fascinating here is the metaphysical layer. These weren't just practical solutions.
Oh,
A
right.
pyramid wasn't just an efficient pile of rocks, it was an axis mundi, a cosmic pillar connecting heaven, earth, and the underworld. And they were performing that skull surgery to release trapped evil spirits that they thought caused seizures or migraines.
And this dual drive, physical survival and spiritual meaning, it dictated how they processed abstract reality, like math. And here's where it gets really interesting. Think about doing your taxes without a zero.
Yeah.
Your brain literally needs to conceptualize nothingness to know the difference between owing the IRS $12 and, say, $102.
Exactly. It is a profound philosophical leap driven by the sheer need to manage complex empires. Like the Maya developed a base 20 system using. And independently, over in India, zero emerged as a fully functional number, but deeply tied to the spiritual concept of shunya, or the sacred void.
And I guess once you have zero to manage your taxes, you actually need a way to record those taxes.
Precisely. Writing emerged globally for mundane administration, like Sumerian beer tax receipts. But it was universally revered as a divine gift, like from the Egyptian god Thoth. And as societal complexity grew, so did technology, following a purely thermodynamic progression.
Meaning they moved from stone to bronze to iron.
Yes. You start with stone because it's literally just lying there in nature. Then you figure out how to generate enough heat to melt copper. And eventually you master the massive temperatures needed to forge iron.
Right.
Yet even this completely practical thermodynamic shift was viewed mythically. The Greek poet Hesiod actually saw the progression to iron as a moral decline from a golden age.
So we have this neat logical timeline of independent invention dictated by physics and societal needs. But the sources also dive into out-of-place artifacts, or oparts, which definitely complicate the picture. You have the Antikythera mechanism, which is basically an ancient analog computer from Greece.
Yeah, and the report also notes that fringe theorists point to the Quimbaya gold figurines from Colombia. These small artifacts look eerily like modern airplanes. And some researchers even claim they are aerodynamically stable if you strap a modern engine to them.
And it's not just physical artifacts, right? There are linguistic mirrors too, like the Greek word theos and the Aztec word tittle, which both mean god. That's two completely different language families, entire continents apart. So what does this all mean? I have to push back here.
Go for it.
Couldn't the theos and tittle connection just be a massive statistical coincidence? I mean, the human vocal cords can only make so many sounds.
I mean, I wouldn't dismiss it so quickly as mere statistics. Yes, probability plays a major role. But if we connect this to the bigger picture, you have to look at the combined weight of these phonetic mirrors alongside shared archetypes.
Like what?
Well, we see universal Great Flood myths across the globe. The primal phonetic sounds for mother and father are nearly identical across completely unrelated languages. It points to something deeper, like a collective unconscious, a structural blueprint encoded in our very DNA.
Well, to wrap up this deep dive for you, the physical constraints of our world combined with the hardwired structure of our minds create a universal blueprint for human ingenuity. We build the same things and dream the same myths because we are working with the exact same raw materials.
Yeah, innovation is essentially an inevitable response to being human on this specific rock in space.
Which brings us back to those two isolated architects with the identical blueprints. It leaves you with a wild thought to ponder. If total isolation on Earth produced identical pyramids, math, and myths, what happens if we ever discover intelligent life on another planet? Will we step off the ship and find that they also built pyramids and invented zero, proving that intelligence everywhere only has one true blueprint?